We're talking with Zeeland City Manager Tim Klunder. Consolidation is not a necessarily new issue. Discussing with you and with other city leaders, not only in Zeeland, but in Holland and the like. In fact, consolidation of services is part of the thing that is driving the vote in Saugatuck Douglas over total consolidation of those two cities' entire governments. While merging two governments has not really been discussed officially by both Holland and Zeeland, as Zeeland City Manager, you're involved already in working with neighboring communities on some of those services that you provide to your citizens. Tell us a little bit about what consolidation has done so far for Zeeland and how it has really helped in terms of the bottom line and also in efficiency.
Sure. And I don't know if consolidation would be quite the word I would use. In our instance, it's probably been more of collaboration with other units of government. And so, I mean, we're currently doing things already like plumbing inspections, mechanical inspections, where we work with other Holland City, for example, Holland Township. We already share those type of services with those organizations where we're using services that they had already provided and hired, and we said, all right, instead of us going out and hiring our own inspector on those occasions where we probably couldn't justify a full-time inspector on our own, it made sense to use one inspector, collaborate with them on that. And so, yeah, it has had a positive impact in our community from not only service delivery but also cost savings in the long run as well.
Has there been any concerns yet, maybe not on official scale, but maybe from constituents perhaps, that there would be a possibility that as perhaps this evolves and moves forward, that there would be a loss of sovereignty, a loss of identity? That seems to be a problem down in the Saugatuck Douglas area, that some of the identity of the community would be lost if they merged. Now, that's a different situation than what you guys are doing, but there would be some who might say, well, you know, there's certain things that are making Zeeland, Zeeland, and Holland, Holland, and while it's nice to merge some services or nice to collaborate with some services, there has to be a line drawn in the sand. Have you seen that or from some of the constituents that you've had to deal with on this?
Yeah, I think you made one very clear distinction is at this point in time, we're really not talking merger again. We're talking collaboration of services has really been our focus from the city's standpoint. From our constituents, I don't know if I've heard that a great deal. I can tell you during all the discussions from the service delivery team, if we go all the way back to Future Search, that's been clearly something that's been communicated by city councils, township boards, that, you know, there is that point where they don't want to lose, you know, particular identities that they've worked hard to establish and they feel that's a part of their community. So, to say we've had a lot of residents come in and express that concern, no. But clearly, you know, I think at the board, the council levels, that has been something that we've all been at least quick to point out that that's something we need to carefully watch. You know, I don't know if we're so totally scared of losing it completely, but I think, again, what they're all saying is be cognizant of it as we look at these different opportunities.
Yeah, because I would think that you want to be able to provide the best possible services at the best possible cost for the citizens of the city of Zeeland, but at a point where it's Zeeland handling it and Zeeland residents can make final decision on what they do and not say, well, you know, we're getting this service because we're in with Holland and, you know, we don't have a big say-so on that.
Yeah, I think that's been all part of the fabric of discussion, yes.
All right. With the council, what they discussed about this, this is sort of a preliminary thing right now, in the sense that I would think, Tim, that the City of Zeeland staff is already doing some. Maybe more might be coming, but you guys have already maybe be a little bit more proactive than what the MAC is trying to talk about with its committee report and possible policy committee dealing with us a little bit later on. You guys are already ahead of the curve a little bit, it would appear.
Yeah, actually, I think what we found out through this report is that if not all, most of the local governments in our area have been doing this for a long time already, as far as cooperating with them, one another, collaborating. Is there room for some additional opportunities? Certainly there is. I think that's one of the highlights of this report is that, again, showing, A, not only what opportunities are out there, but B, there's been a fair amount of this already going on, and it will continue to go on, quite honestly. So what our city council essentially did last night was, endorse, saying, hey, we thought the report was well done. They've authorized Mayor Kleinstra now, when the MAC takes this up at the end of August, to say, yep, the City of Zeeland is signing on to the report. And what that means from my city council's point of view is that we'll have a seat at the table on a number of these opportunities that we've expressed an interest in looking at. It's not committing us to say, ultimately we are going to collaborate on the service or cooperate or consolidate. That decision will be made further down the road once each of these individual opportunities is explored.